is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday edition, and we're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features you'll find there because they are completely free. That is, again, freetalklive.com. As, again, we kick off the Friday edition, we have a special guest host with us tonight.
Very
the
special.
Third Ooh, man on special. The show. His name is Eric Scott.
Hello. And
Eric, welcome to the program.
Thank
here tonight
you very much.
Free Talk Live. We're glad to have you here. You
actually are honored to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I found you locally here in Keene, New Hampshire. You are on the air in the afternoon, not really afternoon drive. I guess it's midday.
No, midday, yeah.
Your middays. Yep. Not rush middays, but before rush
right.
kind of middays.
Ten to noon, yep.
And you do a libertarian show here yes. in Keene, New Hampshire. And so
I may be the last one. On commercial radio in New Hampshire.
No, I don't know about that. There's Gardner Goldsmith up in the New London area.
Oh, yeah,
he's
that's
a friend
right.
of ours,
yeah,
too.
He's so. A nice guy.
Yeah, we're
going
to have him in here on Monday night. So it's kind of like I'm just sort of collecting all of the libertarian talk show hosts in the area.
I got to say, Eric, I'm a fan. I listen
Thank
to the
you.
Show every day.
Thank you very much.
It's the reason that I get up by 10 a.m.
Quick plug, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The shows are archived on the station's website. At WKBKAM.com.
Perfect.
And you can listen to the previous episodes there.
Now, does anybody know you're here tonight, or is it just sort of
just my wife?
Low?
Okay. Just my wife. No, actually, management knows. They're okay with it.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure about that.
I want to say hi to my friends up in New London, Bob Venicor's station's up there.
Right on. So we're going to get started here. This is Free Talk Live. You've listened to the show, Eric, so you
sure.
know what's going to happen. And we're going to the phones to start things out. It's Matt in Israel. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Great, Matt. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about something about the Free State Project, actually.
Okay.
Well, I mean...
I'm a member, by the way.
Are you really?
I am.
So were you a member... I'm sorry to interrupt, Matt, but were you? Are you a member from before the vote, before the,
yes.
The state vote?
I was one of the first 5,000.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And I already lived in New Hampshire, so
it's easy
it was
for
easy.
You.
Right.
So are you also part of the first 1,000?
No. No, I was number 4,800.
No, okay, you don't know what I'm talking about then. So we'll get to that here in a moment. But Matt, what was your question?
Well, I mean, the point is to get to a position where New Hampshire is without any government, or at least with very minimal government, right?
Yes, the Free State Project's the Free State Project's official statement of intent is that you'll move to New Hampshire to work towards reducing government. I don't have it in front of me, but
right.
essentially
pretty much work within the process.
Sure,
to
sure. But the problem is, I mean, in order to run a modern society, you need a lot of resources like oil and electricity and something, and not everything can produce by yourself. I mean, so
well,
what
yes,
do you do about
true.
That?
Well, that's called privatization, Matt. Where private companies can do it and let the markets place decide
sure,
the prices
sure, sure.
of those
yeah,
things.
I know about that, but I mean, oil. Oil comes from the outside. A lot of it comes from
That's
the air.
That's why New Hampshire has a port, my friend.
Right. Yes, it does.
Two international borders, as a matter of fact.
But aren't you afraid that, like, if at one point New Hampshire, if the Free State Project actually works, I mean, obviously a lot of governments outside New Hampshire won't like it. So they can try and manipulate and force New Hampshire and the Free State Project to do things through the resources you need them to supply. I mean, aren't you afraid about that? I was just thinking
State
about that.
State governments don't control oil, sir. You know, it's bought individually by distributors, at least here in New England.
I see what he's saying. He's concerned that, for instance, like I guess you're concerned that if we maybe secede from the Union or something like that, that
sure.
other governments around the world will get angry at the Free State, which doesn't make sense because I'm sure there's plenty of products that come in to the United States from less than friendly countries that are more interested in a profit.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the governments of the world getting mad at Bermuda. You know? I mean, it's just... No.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're
okay.
saying. I mean, it sounds a bit paranoid, but
yes,
it
does.
Happen.
Well,
it sounds a bit paranoid, but I mean, you never know. I mean,
well, we don't want to
succeed.
No, I would concur completely
well,
that
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, right. You know, the crazy man here wants to secede.
All right. Well, I don't think it's a great idea. But.
And you see, that's sort of how the Free State Project works. It's people who want a smaller government. So you know, as you get farther and farther towards the fringe, there's going to be fewer people that support it. And you know, maybe the secession will happen. Maybe it won't. But
what about Ian?
I think we have more to worry about from the United States government than we do any other government.
Sure.
Even the people that worry about the United States government, the people that have said, "Aren't you guys worried the army's going to roll in tanks into New Hampshire after you guys nullify
I don't think it's going to get to a point where the army is rolling in tanks. But I mean, I'm thinking about more economical terms. I mean, you can have a free market inside New Hampshire, but the market outside remains government monitored. You know, the government still controls that market.
Now, which government?
You need to communicate and trade with
other
that market.
So which government? Are you
referring to the federal government
United
or other states?
Government. Let's talk about
the
United
U.S. government. Well, there's no way that you know we'll ever be able to get rid of the United States government. But again, you try to work within it and run candidates for office to shrink the size of government.
Sure, but I mean, I was just trying to think. I mean, do you think about that situation? Do you think about how you're going to deal with challenges?
For me, no. And I'll let you guys answer this as well. But for me, I'm not too concerned with what the other governments or the United States government is going to think or going to do, because I mean that will just drive you crazy thinking about all the future possibilities. I can't predict the future. I don't know what's going to hold on. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm not saying lock yourself in the room and get paranoid, but I'm just.
I know. I see where you're coming from. I don't know what's going to happen, and it doesn't matter to me. We'll deal with it when that occurs. What I want to focus on right now is getting liberty-minded individuals to move to this state.
Exactly. Clean up our own house first, and then we'll worry about the rest of them.
Right. All I want to see from my government is lower taxes, and let's stop this stupid war on drugs. After that, I think things will take care of themselves.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish it.
Just from that principle, I think that things will be okay. The progression isn't going to be fast. I don't think that the countries of the world are going to put an embargo on New Hampshire. That I mean, they haven't done it with Cuba.
Well, think about it. Why would they? And let's explore
certainly haven't
this
done
idea
it with Hong Kong, which is very free economically.
That's true.
Let's explore this idea for a moment. Let's say that we manage to to nullify a bunch of federal laws. Not necessarily secede, but to nullify federal laws, which I'm a huge fan of.
Well, technically, we'd have to not enforce them as opposed to actually nullify them.
That would effectively nullify them.
Right.
And basically, let's say we open the port in New Hampshire, in the Portsmouth area, the seaboard, basically, and essentially say, New Hampshire is now a free trade zone. We'll trade it with any country, any business, and any place in the world that wants to trade with us. I mean, that's going to make the governments of the world angry. I think a lot of governments are going to appreciate the fact that we aren't charging import tariffs anymore.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
And technically, the U.S. government calls Portsmouth a free trade zone.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, through the former Pease Air Force Base, there's a free trade zone there.
Does that mean they still have to pay imports?
Yeah, they do. They call it a free trade zone. That's their version of what they call
free
trade.
Right, just like NAFTA's free trade
yeah,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it's free for everybody else. We're the ones that get
fewer tariffs.
Right.
Now, Mark, you mentioned the war on drugs, and I've got something that's appropriate to that. Albany, New York, from the Associated Press. The son of Miami Police Chief John Timoney was sentenced Wednesday for trying to buy 400 pounds of marijuana from an undercover agent. Now,
400 pounds.
That's a lot of pot. but we talked last week, we talked about a story, or maybe it was earlier this week, we talked about a story involving a man in Florida, and actually another woman in Florida as well, a woman who was, I guess, pulled over, and she had a prescription bottle that was her mother's. And inside the bottle, there was 6 Percocets. And she's now spending 25, I think she's being sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Now, technically, right, it's a federal crime to have a prescription that doesn't belong to you.
I think that's a state thing, but I'm not positive.
I remember that from my own prescriptions as federal law prohibits, but still.
Either way.
25 years.
She's got 25 years in prison for 6 Percocets, and, that's outrageous as is. But with that in mind, this guy is the son of the Miami police chief, and he had 400 pounds of marijuana. 400 pounds, 6 pills. Now, 25 years for 6 pills, 400 pounds. What was the penalty?
Being the police chief's son, I can only imagine it's
very low. Yeah, I bet you it's a lot less than that.
Think about it. We'll come back with the answer. 800-259-9231. Let's just say it's good to be the son of the police chief. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 15, 2006. Gold's at $627.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $648.51, $327.82 for half, and $163.40 for 4/4 ounce coins. That's $648.51, $327.82, and $163.40. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hi, I'm Eric Scott.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those. And that does include the bulletin board system. Over 140,000 posts await you. Over 1,400 people are interacting there. It is all free. bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find fun stuff, serious issues, and you'll find it all for free. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That is FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. I'm throwing this one out here, Eric. Are you attending the Liberty Forum?
I hope to, yes. If my schedule permits, I do hope to be there. And John Stossel, I interviewed him a couple of years ago.
Did you?
Great guy.
Awesome. Well, I've been trying to get him on Free Talk Live, and he's really busy. Can you imagine?
Yes. Yeah.
Slippery.
His great books, too. If you haven't read his stuff, I'd recommend it.
I've read his first book. I have the second book. I just haven't had time to actually dig into it.
Yeah, I got a shelf full I haven't gotten to yet.
So, back to Albany, New York. The son of Miami Police Chief John Timoney has been sentenced to federal prison for trying to buy 400 pounds of marijuana from an undercover agent. Now, what do you think the sentence is for the son of the Miami Police Chief? Go ahead, Mark. What do you think?
5 years.
If it was one of us, probably 30.
I think it'd be probably at least 4 or 5 years if it was one of us. But he's getting 18 months.
Oh, my God. He's right. It would be 30.
Yeah.
18 months.
He's getting 18 months.
18 months?
Right. And you can probably bet that it's going to be one of those sort of luxury federal prisons like the
club fed.
Yeah, yeah. One of those.
You know, I'm glad that the police aren't as motivated as, businesses are, because I could go out and I could definitely get somebody inside of a day to agree to buy 400 pounds of marijuana. I'd just work price.
You got his phone number?
Just like that, I'd be out there working on the street. Hey, you want to buy some marijuana?
There's a reason it's such a huge cash crop in this country.
Mm.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Well, I don't think that's the only reason.
What do you mean?
You know, prohibition didn't stop alcohol usage.
It's true.
And,
what's the other reason?
Well, there are, I think, lots of reasons. Because, let's face it, if you're going to compare it to alcohol, okay, nobody wakes up with a hangover. Nobody smokes a joint and beats their wife.
It's true.
All you do want to do is sit and watch Star Trek and eat Twinkies.
Yeah.
You know, fine. Nobody gets angry, when they smoke a joint. As long as you don't go behind the wheel. I mean, I don't see any problem with it at all.
Well, that's one that Mark and I will disagree with. I have to say there have been studies done that show, even though you are behind the wheel, not that I'd recommend it, but especially for newer marijuana smokers, but there are so many people that smoke marijuana and drive, like, it's mind-boggling how many there are.
I don't think that's right. I really don't.
I don't think that it's right to smoke a joint and drive or drink and drive. I think that if you're altered... and you do get an accident, it's inevitable that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to get an accident.
It's not if, it's when.
Right. It absolutely. And you know, it's not if, it's when you're not stoned. Also.
Yeah.
So I think that people are just going to feel really bad that my wife is dead because somebody was out there driving while stoned. It doesn't fly.
Look at the show. There would not be cops without alcohol.
Mm.
Let's face it, the show wouldn't exist. But if they all smoke joints, they'd be all just sitting there watching TV.
It's true.
Nobody gets violent when they smoke marijuana.
Well, paranoid. On the driving and
what?
Smoking
what do you mean?
Thing.
What?
On the driving and smoking thing, they've shown, the studies have shown that marijuana smokers are actually statistically equal as far as their likelihood to get into accidents as non-stoned drivers, as completely straight drivers are. Now, obviously, alcohol drinkers are way off the charts. I mean, they get in accidents all the time. But, maybe the fact that it's illegal is actually contributing to that. I wonder if marijuana was legal, would marijuana smokers get into more accidents? Are they more careful drivers simply because they are paranoid? Do you think that might be a factor?
Well, you always hear the stories about people driving 20 miles an hour,
right.
on the highway. I can honestly say I've never done both at the same time.
I have, and I always find myself doing the speed limit or slightly below.
Really?
Just because, that I'm paranoid and driving, and, I'm not quite paranoid, but careful, I guess.
I'm paranoid enough in my real life. I value my driver's license, and I wouldn't do it.
I got to concur, but I think it's from an emotional standpoint, Ian, that that's the reason it's not going to sell, it's not going to fly. You're not looking at that human beings make decisions, in some cases, based on emotion. And, people are not going to be happy.
Oh, yeah, that's never going to sell. I agree with you.
Yeah. I understand. I've read the same study that you have.
I think that if enough marijuana smokers were to come out and say, yeah, I've done that, and I have, countless times, and I know so many people that also
well,
do it.
I admit it. I inhaled.
Right.
I mean, inhaled and drive.
Oh, no. I haven't done that. No.
And I've been all right. The only time it was iffy for me was the very first time when I was like 17 and I wasn't expecting to have to drive, but I had to drive. I had to go home and I didn't want to sit in this parking lot where I was. And that was a little exhilarating, but it went fine and it actually ended up being fun. All right. But I'm not recommending it, kids. Albany, New York. Let's get back to the story. Sean Timoney, he's 26 years old. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute marijuana. He and Jay So, age 24, were arrested at a hotel last year after giving a DEA agent a gym bag full with about $455,000 in cash. Federal officials said the defendants planned to distribute the drugs in and around Philadelphia, where Mr. Timoney lives. He could have faced up to 40 years in prison.
Yeah, that sounds more like it for you know, the average Joe.
After his release, he'll be supervised for 4 years and required to enter a drug treatment program. Now, this is the icing on the cake.
After the 18-month sentence, you wouldn't think you'd need the drug treatment by that point.
Well, this is the icing on the cake. The Timoney himself said, quote, "Of course money was a factor," he said at the sentencing, "but if I didn't have a drug problem, I wouldn't need to be pursuing money illegitimately."
Oh, you fake.
Wait a minute. Wait. This guy expects people to believe, and I guess they did, he expects people to believe that he has a $500,000 drug problem?
Well, that's another thing about marijuana. Nobody goes, "God, I got to score a joint now. Well, no. I'm not going to feel good." You know.
And very few people who have drug problems go into the marijuana business to supplant their drug problem.
Right, there's not enough cash in it for the product involved.
Well, there's plenty of cash in the marijuana business.
Well, I mean, if you have a hard drug problem, you'd probably go into that because there's more money in it.
Right, when you've got a cocaine habit, you sell cocaine.
Right.
You don't go out and buy pounds of marijuana and sell marijuana to kids and hippies and, you know, old people. You buy cocaine and you sell that to people that want cocaine. You've got a meth habit, you buy meth and you sell meth. It doesn't work that way. And plus, if you've got a drug habit and you're selling 400, you don't just start out in the marijuana business and do $455,000 deals. He's been working up to this point. He's been doing more than just this one deal in the past, and this was just one of many that he happened to get caught on. So this guy, if you're buying 400 pounds of pot, you're probably doubling your money at the very least. He's got some cash sitting around. And if you've got $500,000, even at the inflated drug war prices, it's going to take a while to snort that much up your nose.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sorry. I don't believe you, Mr. Timoney, that you did this. You were pursuing the money illegitimately because you had a drug habit. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, there's some good news in the drug war. Eric's going to share that with us. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Hi, I'm Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. That includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. They're all there on the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
We're going to jump back into the war on drugs here in a little bit, but we got to go to the phones first. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Hi.
Great. What's on your mind, Eric?
Well, before I get to what I called for, just a quick joke for you on your previous topic. What is the difference between a stone driver and a drunk driver?
I don't know.
A drunk driver will run a stop sign. A stone driver will wait for the stop sign to turn green.
That's cute.
Just wanted to go over the Zogby poll that y'all discussed on Wednesday's show.
Okay.
About the people who associate with the term libertarian or the concepts of socially liberal, fiscally conservative.
Right. Just to recap that, let's see, I think I've actually got those statistics here. The Zogby poll essentially found that, and I don't think I do have these statistics, but essentially they found that there was a large percentage of people, what was it, like 59%, Mark?
Yeah.
It was 59%, and then it dropped down to 44%.
Can I pop in here for a second? Because this comes up very commonly on my talk show. And what I've found is if you tell people about the libertarian platform and don't use the word
libertarian,
they think it's great.
Right.
As soon as you use that word, people's parts of their body slammed shut.
That's precisely what this poll found. Yeah. It dropped from 59% agreeing with, like you said, the just the principles and the concepts, and then once the libertarian word was applied to it, it dropped significantly. Go ahead, Eric, on the phone.
Okay. Well, see, that's how you guys are interpreting it, and I think that's how Zogby interpreted it as well. I look at it and see people just don't know, those people who drop off probably just don't know what the term libertarian means. It doesn't necessarily mean they have a bad association with the word.
But they got the description. They were told what it meant, and then it was labeled.
And to be honest, a lot of the fringe libertarians do things like trying to board an aircraft with nothing but a copy of the Bible and the Constitution. And you know, those are the people
Russell
who get
Canning,
the credit.
And I like that
right,
guy.
Yes, and Russell Canning's a great guy. He's been on my show before, and, you know, I respect what he does.
Right.
But unfortunately, people...
There's another fringe of libertarianism that would try to board with an AK-47 and a pocket full of solid gold trigger guns, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But, well, you know, that's what gets the media. So people perceive, once they hear the word libertarian, they instantly think fringe party, you know, survival in Montana with a bunch of guns and things like that, but it's really not like that at all.
Well, I think it falls back onto the national LP, the party. They never run a national, I guess, marketing campaign. I guess Mark can attest that since he's in the advertising business. You know, the Republicans and Democrats all the time run just general party ads.
They do?
Explaining their platform and whatnot. And
maybe it's because I don't watch television, but I've certainly never heard them run a radio ad that explained their platform. I mean, how can you explain a Republican or Democrat platform in a 30-second spot?
They do it all the time, especially during presidential elections.
Wait a minute. When you say explain their platform, you mean they get on and they say, we're all about value.
Right. There are issue ads paid for by the RNC and the DNC.
I've never seen a general ad promoting a party before.
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
They don't
promoting the party. I'm talking about the issue ads.
Okay.
Yeah. They run them all the time, especially during presidential campaigns.
Well,
where
what would you like to see?
Yeah, here in New Hampshire, they run those all the time.
Yeah, I just think it's time that the LP started doing that rather than wasting, you know, $400,000 on useless.
What would you like to see happen? Let's say you're in charge. You are in the Libertarian Party national office now. You've got yourself a cushy little office job. What would you like to have them do specifically? What where would you put the advertisements? Because there's lots of different places to put them, and we're talking about TV ads. How many do you want to run? How long? I mean, what's your plan?
Not being a marketing guy, my best guess, and Mark could probably back us up. I think that the younger age group would be the target, so you'd probably want to run ads on, say, Adult Swim, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert. Run ads during those shows that you're getting your target audience, and just run those general issue ads rather than specific campaign ads.
In other words, like, we're the Libertarian Party, and here's what we... And it's like an elevator pitch. Here's basically, you know, if you enjoy freedom and less government, you know, go to libertarian.org or whatever the website.
Have you put that idea in front of the Libertarian Party?
I have not. I've thought about it many times.
Well, maybe you should, because, I mean, it's nice and all to call Free Talk Live and bring the idea up, and maybe you were just kind of bouncing the idea off of us to see what we thought, but if you really want something to happen, if you want action to be taken, maybe put it in front of the National Committee or whoever decides.
And I can tell you, I agree with Eric. The National Party has done a terrible job of putting its message out.
Totally.
It just seems like we're playing catch-up, and we are so far behind. I mean, these parties are hundreds of years old. We're 30 years old.
Yeah, that's why we're here in that's why we're here in New Hampshire, because we're sick and tired of the Libertarian Party's inability to get anything done. And you know what? Since you bring up national advertising, I know that there was Penn and Teller, well-known libertarians.
Oh, sure.
Penn and Teller cut some spots, apparently, for the Libertarian Party. And there's just been some sort of ball droppage going on with these guys to where, not Penn and Teller, but with the Libertarian Party, to where the buck got passed around for the responsibility on who was supposed to handle these ads and where they were supposed to put them and who was supposed to produce them. And it's just like there's just been this nightmare about trying to get a finished product out of these guys.
Well, I can tell you this. I've been in New Hampshire commercial radio for 14 years. I have never heard a libertarian candidate ad or a position ad or anything.
Wow.
Nothing.
Yeah.
In the 14 years I've been in the state.
And I think that's just a huge problem. Because if we're not putting our platform out there, or our issues out there, our stance out there, nobody's going to know. And so that's where you get that disconnect where people, you know, they see the ideas and they agree with them, but then you put the party name out there and they're like, well, what's that?
Well, good luck getting them to do anything. Let me know. Let us know what happens, Eric, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm so disillusioned with the Libertarian Party at this point. Me just thinking of Eric approaching them with this issue, all I can imagine them doing is, we'll take it under advisement, put it in this committee, and we'll bounce it around for a couple years, and then we'll decide not to do anything.
Well,
you know, that's how I feel about the Libertarian Party, having been involved on the inside, seeing how bureaucratic it is at a local level. I mean, Eric, I don't know if you've ever actually been to any Libertarian Party meetings.
No, I've been to some of the Free State meetings, but
totally
never the,
different.
The Libertarian
The
meetings.
Free State meetings don't count. State meetings are like, oh my gosh, you go to a Free State meeting. I don't know which one you went to. I know you live in a different part of the state, but around here in Little Keene, there's more people coming to a weekly meeting here than there were coming to, like, the presidential candidate night meetings at the voting meetings.
The town hall meetings they have.
Anything down in Florida. I mean, libertarians, if you actually go to the Libertarian Party meetings, some of them I'm sure are better than others. But at least the ones that I've experienced, very bureaucratic, just a bunch of people sitting around talking about issues, and nothing gets done. And I can imagine that it's worse at a national level. Just, you know, thinking about how bureaucracy is, it's, you just go up, you scale up, more centralization, you get more bureaucratic.
I have some friends in D.C., and I go there a lot. In fact, a friend of mine's in the political advertising game, and he says the party is paralyzed. It's absolutely, even on the national level.
That's why you're going to see, I think, a lot more as far as television outreach, radio outreach. You're going to see more of it here in New Hampshire than anywhere else. In fact, our friend Gardner Goldsmith, he's going to be appearing on the show Monday night. I happen to know he's putting together an effort to create liberty-oriented 30-second and 60-second TV spots, and that's great. He's taking the initiative privately to do it. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there because they're completely free. You know, those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you money for their websites. Those Rush Limbaughs and Laura Ingrams and those people, $5, $6, $7 a month. We give it all away at freetalklive.com, though we do ask that in return, in appreciation for Free Talk Live giving away that content, that you vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. And we will not spam the email address. It will not be sold. So you're protected. You just put it in, and it's verified, and you vote for the show. And it helps us out because your votes help us make it into the top 10 podcasts of the world. Now, thanks to those of you who have voted so far this month, I believe we're currently ranked as the number 4 podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. Yeah, that's not too shabby.
No.
But we'd rather be number 1. And we can be with your help. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're talking about libertarians, the Libertarian Party, doing outreach. We had Eric in Texas call last segment pointing out that, to his knowledge, the National Libertarian Party in its 35 years, they just celebrated their 35th anniversary here, I think it was this past week, in 35 years of doing politics has never really done any significant national media-style outreach.
Well, and I'd say in their defense, in the LP's defense, you know that I'm not a member of the LP and don't really care to be. I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus because I think they're more they're just more saleable. But it's expensive. It's really expensive to do national ads. I mean, if you want to get on Colbert, I don't know what the TV spots cost, but it's going to be a lot of money.
Well, I don't know what they would cost either, but I would also say that I've never heard them on local radio. Again, I've been in this state for 14 years. Never heard one.
We did some. I managed a campaign down in Sarasota, Florida, where we come from, and we did some local radio in that campaign. And local radio is affordable. That's not a problem.
Yes,
we did some local television too.
Now wait a second. The reason that your local radio ads were affordable in Sarasota, Florida, is because you had me as your ad rep, and I went to the general manager and I got spots for $1 because that was the cheapest.
Yeah. Well, you don't get any cheaper than that. Yeah.
I got a lot of overnights because that's what I could get at
get available for you.
But a lot of spots, $15-$20 a spot is not that uncommon in many non-metro markets.
But, well, if you buy if you tried to cover the nation with local radio ads, you'd spend a lot more money than you would
with national radio or television ads.
If the Libertarian Party, I don't think money would be as much of an issue. If the Libertarian Party would have like a proof of concept, essentially create the 30-second spot with Penn and Teller, right, mm-hmm. big names, create the 30-second spot, show it to the Libertarians, put it up on YouTube, mm-hmm. and say, we want to run this on Comedy Central or MTV or wherever it is they decide to run it. I don't think really CNN or any of those places would be that great of an idea.
No.
But essentially,
not a bad idea, I
stir up some excitement. Well, and get people right. to say, essentially say, do you want to see this on Comedy Central? Then contribute some money and we'll do it.
You raise a good point about, bigger names. Republicans and Democrats alike love to talk about their Hollywood stars on
sure.
The Dixie Chicks on one side and these people on the other. But there's got to be in Hollywood somewhere somebody who thinks like a libertarian.
Besides Penn and Teller?
Right, besides Penn. There's got to be somebody besides
Well, them. We got John Stossel, Penn and Teller. But Hollywood.
Yeah, I think that's a...
Clint Eastwood is a...
well, he's...
kind of libertarian.
Well, by the way, when I was when he was mayor of Carmel, beautiful city.
It is.
Absolutely beautiful city. And I don't... he's a little bit more conservative, I think, than most libertarians.
Right.
But it'd be a great face for that, wouldn't you think?
He's a heck of a name, yeah. But I mean, well, to be... unfortunately, Clint's getting up in the years. I think he's, what, in the late 70s getting up into...
Oh, anyway, yeah.
I mean, I saw...
Really?
He's old.
Yeah, well, John McCain's up there, too.
I saw in a clip of Clint talking about how he is a libertarian, and he just doesn't have... he's not coherent anymore.
Mm.
I don't think he would make a very good spokesman. Now, Kurt Russell's a libertarian.
I did not know that. I'm actually a big fan of his.
Yeah, me too.
Now, are you familiar with the Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints commercials, the ones where, the family spots?
Oh, yeah, they offer you the free Bible. And
They have both television and radio
yep,
ads. And,
yeah, right.
And they talk about, they usually do a really warm, fuzzy ad about how family should be, tight-knit and that kind of thing. I remember mm-hmm. one when I was a kid where, the dad was, he didn't have time to play ball with Junior, and he could tell the Junior was disappointed, and so the Junior and Sis were out in the front yard playing ball minutes later, and then Dad comes out and is like, come on, let's give it a try, or whatever.
Sounds like that Harry Chapin song.
it's just nice, and sure. You think, wow, that's what I'd like to do with my kids, and that's how I'd like my dad to have done with me. And they make these really great spots that are all PSA-oriented, and they have a campaign behind Play Our Spots for Free. And I think that to some extent or another, you could, if you made a good enough commercial that was more issue oriented and just had Libertarian Party of United States at the very end, that you could really get a lot of mileage.
There's a reason why the Mormon Church does such fantastic ads. I don't know if you guys are aware of it. Mm-mm. They have a broadcasting arm.
Oh.
Bonneville Broadcasting is the church's arm.
Really?
They have a lot of very good major market stations.
They do.
Of Washington, D.C. They have a classical, a soft AC in San Francisco.
Love me a soft AC.
Believe me, and KOIT in San Francisco is one of the better ones in the country. That's why they have that whole apparatus already there.
And it's all Mormons working there?
That I can't speak
to.
I don't know.
Is.
But I'm sure the majority would be.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the Libertarian Party, the Republican Liberty Caucus, Free State Project. I don't care who it is. But I think that Eric is onto something, and that a national campaign, a national outreach campaign, is a really good idea. I don't care who puts it together. Yeah. I just want to see more pro-liberty ideas. I mean, I feel great whenever I see John Stossel on television,
sure.
Whenever he's doing some sort of presentation.
Well, I think a lot of people are just dying for that alternative.
Right.
And the problem is the libertarians haven't got a coherent message out for people to grasp onto. I think if that happened, you could theoretically... I mean, look at Perot in 96. He got, what, 12% of the vote?
92,
I'm sorry, you're right.
That was 19%,
19%, you're right. 19%
tremendous.
Of the vote. And he was... because
and that was after he blew up.
Right, because he had a coherent sensible,
well, coherent
message.
I don't know, but
well, but
he
I mean,
was somebody else.
Right.
I think that's what it was.
But it was,
yeah.
But and he wasn't he wasn't perceived as a fringe nut. He may have been, but he wasn't perceived as.
I perceived him as a fringe nut after the ninja stories.
The giant sucking sound is what got me.
But
you know?
I thought he was. It was great to have an option,
sure.
A third choice,
and that's what I mean about the Libertarian Party. If they can put out a coherent message, people can grab onto, mm-hmm. Without you know, and getting rid of that. I hate to say they're going to tack to the center, and I don't want that. But if they can put out something that people can wrap their heads around, we could have something.
Well, because according to Zogby and I guess some Cato analysts that wrote up an article for them, there's significant libertarians out there already. According
to them, don't know it.
Libertarian Party candidates may have cost Senators Jim Talent, a Republican from Missouri, and Conrad Burns, a Republican from Montana, their seats, tipping the Senate to Democratic control. In Montana, the Libertarian candidate got more than 10,000 votes, or 3%, while Democrat John Tester edged Burns by fewer than 3,000 votes. So, in that race, 10,000 votes was the spoiler. Mm-hmm. In Missouri, Claire McCaskill defeated Talent by 41,000 votes, a bit less than the 47,000 votes the Libertarian received. So, in both of those races, the Libertarian candidates, as small as their percentages might have been, were the spoilers. Now, it's not the first time Republicans have had to worry about losing votes to Libertarian candidates, but a narrow focus on the Libertarian Party significantly underestimates the role Libertarian voters played in 2006. Most voters who hold Libertarian views don't vote for the Libertarian Party.
That's right, because they think their vote won't count.
Exactly. Libertarian voters likely cost Republicans the House and the Senate, also dealing blows to Republican candidates, and then they name a bunch of other states. In our study, The Libertarian Vote, we analyzed 16 years of polling data and found that Libertarians constituted 13% of the electorate in 2004. Because Libertarians are better educated and more likely to vote, they were 15% of actual voters. Libertarians are broadly defined as people who favor less government in both economic and personal issues. They might be summed up as fiscally conservative, socially liberal voters. In the past, our research shows most Libertarians voted Republican, 72% of them for George Bush in 2000, with only 20% for Al Gore, and 70% for Republican congressional candidates in 2002. But in 2004, presumably turned off by war, wiretapping, welfare state spending sprees, they shifted sharply towards the Democrats. John Kerry got 38% of the Libertarian vote, up from 20% for Al Gore in 2000.
Double.
So this is a study showing that Libertarians just aren't voting for Libertarians, and there's some more interesting statistics on the way here, and maybe a few good things in the wind for the Libertarian Party, including a former Republican switching sides. We'll talk about it coming up in hour two. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People are